By the end of this year, there will be nearly a billion people on this planet that actively use social networking sites. The one thing that all of them have in common is that they're going to die. Now, while that might be a somewhat morbid thought, I think it has some really profound implications that are worth exploring. Now, what first got me thinking about this was a blog post authored earlier this year by Derek K. Miller, who was a science and technology journalist who died of cancer. And what Miller did was have his family and friends write a post that went out shortly after he died. Here's what he wrote in starting that out. He said, "Here it is. I'm dead. And this is my last post to my blog. In advance, I ask that once my body finally shut down from the punishments of my cancer, then my family and friends publish this prepared message I wrote, the first part of the process of turning this from an active website to an archive." Now, while as a journalist, Miller's archive may have been better written and more carefully curated than most, the fact of the matter is that all of us today are creating an archive that's something completely different than anything that's been created by any previous generation. Consider a few stats for a moment. Right now, there are 48 hours of video being uploaded to YouTube every single minute. There are 200 million tweets being posted every day. And the average Facebook user is creating 90 pieces of content each month. So when you think about your parents or your grandparents, at best, they may have created some photos or home videos or a diary that lives in a box somewhere. But today, we're all creating this incredibly rich digital archive that's going to live in the cloud indefinitely, years after we're gone. And I think that's going to create some incredibly intriguing opportunities for technologists. Now, to be clear, I'm a journalist and not a technologist, so what I'd like to do briefly is paint a picture of what the present and the future are going to look like. Now, we're already seeing some services that are designed to let us decide what happens to our online profiles and our social media accounts after we die. One of them, actually fittingly enough, found me when I checked into a deli at a restaurant in New York on Foursquare.